Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great job Saturday night, way into Sunday morning, to be quite honest, by Joe Zagacki, yes. Don Bailey Jr. You heard it all here on 560 WQAM. All right, we have a lot to get to. 4 o'clock hour, give you the stock market report that's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Bad start to the week. Dow Jones down 398 points. S&P 500 down 55 points, and the NASDAQ down 213 points, but we'll get it back tomorrow. The hurricane, Milton, this is rapidly intensifying. It's a Category 5 storm right now. I'm watching coverage. So a couple of updates I told you earlier. Miami-Dade County Public Schools, they are closed on Wednesday. There will be no school, no district offices on Wednesday. Broward County Schools, they have just announced that they will be closed Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday and Thursday, Broward County Schools. I believe Palm Beach County Schools are the same. Obviously, if you're traveling via air, you're going to have to watch and see. I know Tampa Airport's closing tomorrow at 9 a.m., but it's a very serious storm. Along the lines of the weather, we have postponed our Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars event, which was supposed to be Wednesday night in Weston. We will reschedule that and let you know when it will be rescheduled for. So a lot of stuff to pay attention to on the radio tonight. You know, you get the red, white, and pink game from Kaseya Center. That's kind of the kickoff to heat season.
Solana's excited.
I know it.
Red, white, and pink.
That's right. Red, white, and pink game. First look at this Heat team, the intra-squad scrimmage.
You can hear
it's
it.
It's the same team with some rookies.
On this radio station. Maybe they'll add PJ Tucker.
Isn't it the same team with some rookies? Am I wrong? I'm not trying to be a hater.
No, you don't have
but
Caleb
it's
Martin.
It's the same team we've seen.
No, it's a worse team.
With some rookies.
It's a worse team with some rookies. Isn't that their slogan? I think I saw that on a billboard.
They got towels coming out. A worse team with some rookies.
All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, who will be at the Kaseya Center tonight. Brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Somebody's texting in, what about Mike Orvin in the end zone? You guys saw Mike, playmaker on all fours.
Have you seen all the social media from him? He is insane, man. He is so into this team.
Why he got his booty in the air?
He has his booty in the air. Like, that's not your typical just, like, he's got it flipped up.
I'm a big Gators fan, but I'm not getting on my knees with my booty in the air if the game's close in the fourth quarter. This Irvin wide open.
I don't know, man. Like, you want the players to give it their all on the field. As a fan, you have to give it your all as well, no matter where you are.
So if his booty wasn't in the air, Restrepo wouldn't have got that 67-yard reception to set up a leading touchdown.
I mean, you can't say definitively.
I know.
No, I know.
I do know, Hawk.
Broward and Palm Beach County Schools are open tomorrow, right? Miami-Dade County open tomorrow. I just want to make that clear. Closed Wednesday for Miami-Dade, Wednesday and Thursday, Broward and Palm Beach.
And these kids need to go to school, man.
Mm-hmm.
Right, now guys. I got to go swimming. I got to go swimming at 8 a.m. I don't want to go swimming at 8 a.m.
Don't go swimming.
I got to, because my son's going to get up and say, let's get in the pool, Daddy, and I have nowhere to send him.
Crowder, you mentioned the Cowboys-Steelers finish in the previous hour. That game kicked off at, I don't know, like 10:05, something like that. It was like close to 10 o'clock for sure. And the Cowboys ended up winning the game, but talk about a late finish for UM, a late finish on NBC last night, Sunday Night Football.
I saw Dak Prescott's the first NFL player to throw an interception on two different days during the same game.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
That's a cool stat, man. Dak will win some games, but Dak's ability is going to get you into some close games.
I saw some prognosticator over the weekend. I don't know who it was. I can't remember, but they love New Orleans tonight, plus the points at KC.
Well, all right. You going to go?
Yeah, it stuck in my head. It was someone's best bet. I can't remember who. And it was like that. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I didn't realize it was the Monday night game. But yeah, I'm going to take right now. It's New Orleans plus 5.5. You can hear that game. By the way, tonight, red, white, and pink game on this radio station. And then right after it, Monday Night Football.
I don't know, man. The Saints started out hot. We were calling them the best team in the NFL for like a second. And then now they've lost two straight. Derek Carr looks like Derek Carr. I don't know. It's still the Chiefs at home. I guess 5.5, like it's worth taking a flyer, but I don't know.
I just deposited more money in my Hard Rock bet app.
It's crazy. I can't even tell you how bad my bets have been. I had a 3-bet parlay. Yeah, that lost. Because I had the Seahawks -7. Who saw the Giants beating Seattle straight up?
Nobody.
Man.
Now look at one of my parlays, Alabama to win, yeah. Tennessee to win, and Clemson to win.
I had yesterday.
Thank you, Clemson. I appreciate it. 1 for 3.
For the Dolphins game, I had Raheem Mostert, anytime touchdown. No. I had Odell Beckham over 8.5 receiving yards. No. I had a parlay. How about this? Dolphins win. No line, just Dolphins money line to win. Jacoby Brissett. Under 165 yards. He was under 165 yards, 160 passing. And Devon Achane, over 48.5 yards rushing. Dude got a concussion. He would have had over 48.5 yards easy. That one I should really count as a winner.
Those the right carries would have been his carries.
Would have been
right.
His carries.
That would have been cake.
Then, remember I told you I loved the Dolphins yesterday, and the line ended up being Dolphins -1 or Dolphins -1.5. I bought it up. I bet Dolphins -6 at +190. They won by 5. They went for that fakakta 2-point conversion that had no chance.
I don't know what that word you just said is.
You got a little nervous, didn't you?
But as I respect Cam Ward, Hawk, don't look at the past. Learn and move forward. Are we betting the Saints tonight? Because I just deposited a bunch of money in my Hard Rock Bet app.
I did have Saturday night Miami Hurricanes team total over 31.5. That was a winner. Oh, I live bet Alabama with you Saturday night. Ridiculous.
I know. I'm sorry. Because I texted y'all and was like, this is easy
me,
money.
Yeah, you texted me, oh, my God, they're giving away free money.
Free
Alabama
money.
Was down Alabama like 10 or something. And yeah, so we live bet them at -2.5.
Two quarters left. Alabama's not going to win by 3 against Vanderbilt. Easy money, till it wasn't.
Fast forward an hour later, the goalposts are in a river outside of Nashville.
I'm texting cuss words. Hawk's cussing me out.
Well, tonight, we will go down with New Orleans for some reason because of a prognosticator that I can't even remember who.
So terrible plus 2.5 in the over. I mean, plus 5.5, New Orleans in the over. I'm down.
What about, I'm into these team totals. How about Saints team total 17.5, over 17.5?
Man, that seems like it's Saints. It's gonna
seems
happen.
Like easy money, doesn't it?
Just place to bet.
All right, go ahead. What do we have in the headlines?
Oh, y'all got an extra bedroom? Goodness gracious.
Actually, I got a whole bunch of college students coming to stay here. I don't, unfortunately.
I sleep in the office. It's You're getting ugly over this direction.
The office is also the laundry room.
If you're going to Hawk's house, make sure to take an Arizona iced tea and a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos, because that's all those kids are eating all week.
Or salmon packets.
Hey, better nobody touch my salmon packet. Or my Swisher Sweets.
I'm going to tell you what them college students are doing to Swisher Sweets. I'll text you. And they're about to be hungry. Damn, DJ, man, them salmon packets, bro. Who's are those, big dog?
The speaking of the Vanderbilt win, you guys saw Nick Saban had a money quote that they played after the game on the Jumbotron, where he said the only place not difficult to play in the SEC is at Vandy. And after the game, the students have rushed the field, the entire crowd's on the field, and they're playing that clip on a loop on the Jumbotron at that stadium.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was funny.
Yeah, it was.
Vanderbilt beating Alabama straight up.
Saban's right, though. Well, no, he's not, because Mississippi State's their stadium's the size of my living room, too. But Vanderbilt is not an intimidating place to go.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't making it up. He was on Pat McAfee. They were just having a conversation. Yeah, he's like, is there anywhere in the SEC that's not tough? And he's like, Vanderbilt's the only place that's not a tough place to play.
Vanderbilt, Mississippi State's not tough. It's a lot of them, but I agree with, you know, you can get your ass whooped anywhere, but I agree with Saban. Vanderbilt isn't intimidating to play there.
Is he happy that they lose a game like that? I'm sure he's somewhat rooting for Alabama because he recruited the players, but there's no way he was happy if Bama runs the table and wins an Natty without him, right?
Solana, I've said this. I don't care. Steve Spurrier did not want Ron Zook to succeed. Ron Zook did not want Urban Meyer to succeed. Oh, who is it? Hawk, you can go through them. The last
Ruzio
coach
did not want me
to
succeed.
the coach that gets fired or leaves does not want the next coach to succeed because it
validates
limits their ability. It takes away their validation of greatness.
I'm
telling you that Zook was never going to be successful at Florida because he came behind Spurrier, and Spurrier did not want Zook to be successful at Florida.
So despite the Miami Dolphins.
Maybe Larry Coker, because Larry Coker didn't know what was going on. He didn't
nice
know
guy.
The next coach.
Just too nice.
He just didn't. He didn't know he was the head coach. He just kind of just came to work. Hey, fellas. What all these big black dudes are doing here?
You guys got it on lock? All right.
Vilma, DJ, tell him what the game's about. Brian Monroe's confused in the back. Huh? What's he talking about, guys?
So despite the Dolphins winning, there was a loss. Obviously, Javon Holland will have to miss some time. The Dolphins do have a bye week this upcoming weekend. Mike McDaniel spoke earlier today, and to me, the biggest takeaway was his question about Tua Tagovailoa. Remember, Tua has to miss not only this bye week, but it's not 4 weeks, it's four games. So he still has to miss one more. Dolphins return the following weekend. They'll play Indianapolis. Barry Jackson tweets out, has any medical expert said Tua needs more time after he's eligible to come off IR and clears protocol? Mike McDaniel, quote, nothing negative so far, but we're still in the process.
All right.
Well, nothing negative regarding Tua. I mean, that seems like good news to me.
Yeah, he's going to be back. I have no doubts in my mind. I would argue that he probably didn't even want to go on IR.
Achan had a concussion, right? A couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. He came back. Teron Armstead
had a concussion yesterday. Achan went out with a concussion yesterday.
And Achan will play against Indy. It's just y'all have said it 100 times. It's the visual of Tua's concussions that makes everybody sit him out. He has been, I guarantee you, they did the tests because that's all they can do is do the little test. They say three words to you, repeat the words. They ask you your mom's name and her birthday. He's been cleared to play. But now they have to just make it look good for him to play. But it's been time after time. And I've even swung where I do not like the look of him doing the fencing thing with his toes crossing if he gets a concussion. I had dozens of them. Never happened to me.
Yeah, no, he needs to stop doing that.
I don't think
he's it's making us uncomfortable.
He's not choosing to do that, Hawk.
Well, I'm just saying, if he's gonna get concussed, get concussed. But he's making us uncomfortable with the fencing move.
Tua, stop fencing for me.
Mike McDaniel also, by the way, said that he would quote guess to forecast that Tyler Huntley will be the starting quarterback, whether or not Skylar Thompson is healthy enough to go. So I guess Snoop Huntley, the official now backup to Tua Tagovailoa.
All right.
They seen all they need to see out of Skylar. That's what I hear with that comment.
Yeah, but it took them 3.5 years or whatever.
That's a bigger conversation, Chris Greer.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike McDaniel, under his system, mm-hmm. under his tutelage.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the Miami Hurricanes are now up to number 6 in the AP poll. They're off this upcoming week. They'll be at Louisville on the 19th. The Panthers ring ceremony that was scheduled for tonight has been canceled, by the way. So if you were planning on heading out there, I know gates were supposed to open at like 5. Don't. Because there will be no ring ceremony tonight. Banner night is still on schedule to happen tomorrow. Panthers, Bruins, Amerant Bank Arena, 7 p.m. puck drop tomorrow night.
We're doing the show out there tomorrow.
Yes, sir. The Miami Heat begin their preseason.
Still are.
Yeah. I'm down. I live, 2 miles away. I'm good to go.
Come on up. I'm showing up.
Let's go. I'm in. Come pick me up because I don't drive well in the rain. I get scared.
Man, I'm going to have those wet socks. I gotta bring an extra pair of socks. Remember what happened last time?
I need a good parking pass, man.
I know. We don't even have one.
I'm going to sneak in with the old one.
Oh, I'm sneaking in. I'm sneaking.
You're great at sneaking in. Hawk, they let you just ride in. They see my big black ass and they start stopping asking
it's
questions.
Such
I'm
the
like,
exact
I'm with him.
Opposite. It is such the exact I'm opposite. With him. They see you and they're like, yes, sir, go right ahead. Me, it's like, yeah, buddy. That way. Like a Rondé at the hockey game. A Rondé walks into the all you can eat area. He's like, just walk with me, walk with me. They pounce on me like I end up at the bottom of a dog pile. A whole bunch of octogenarian security guards. In the meantime, Arande's eating Wagyu steak at the thing. Where'd Hawk go?
I tell him, I'm with Quarter Zip. Y'all said, did Quarter Zip just come through? I'm with Quarter Zip.
There is some MLB baseball action happening right now. Tigers and the Guardians, they're headed to the top of the second. That score is tied 0-0. Cleveland on top in the series 1-0. You got Royals Yankees game 2 tonight. Yanks up 1-0. That's at 7:30 p.m. tonight. And then tomorrow, game 3s for the Dodgers and Padres, Phillies and Mets. Each of those series tied at 1 apiece. Shout out Inter Miami. Nice victory over the weekend, 1-0, thanks to a late Leo Campana goal. They play their final regular season game after an international stoppage. They can break MLS history with a victory. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7.
You break history? I'm sorry, but I no more I'm thinking about it.
I wasn't going to say
it. Couldn't just let it go, huh? Couldn't just let it go.
I did for a good amount of time. For a good amount of time, I let it go. And then when I'm like, I just can't get that.
That's why I smiled and looked down.
Well, I saw, I was looking anywhere but our video feed because I saw some movement.
Because you can break a record. Or you could make history. But I don't think you break history.
Stop. It stopped.
It's like Avengers Endgame. He broke history.
I got the Infinity Stones. There's a lot of, I swear to God, I tried to look down. I tried
to let it go too. I have like a tick.
Broke history.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Are you done? Are you done, Crowder? You good?
I am, man. I really tried that time, Solana. You saw me try. I looked down.
I was just asking a question.
I tried my heart. I really had your back on that one.
Hurricane Milton is a serious, serious storm. Winds are up to 170 miles per hour, over 170 miles per hour. It is scheduled to make landfall somewhere between Wednesday night and Thursday at around midnight on the west coast of Florida. We're not in the direct cone here in South Florida, but obviously a gigantic storm, so everybody needs to be prepared. That is your weather.
Yeah, next advisory in about 30 minutes, 5 p.m. This hurricane could break history. This one is that's how crazy this thing has gotten just from this morning. Wild.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
Just want to...
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call out one more time any Hurricanes fan who couldn't stay awake Saturday night. Now listen, if you had work Sunday morning, I'll give you a pass. But that's the only situation that I'm giving a pass. If you were, this ticket wizard was kvetching all day long. Oh, I can't believe the game starts at 10:30. I go, it's Saturday night. What are we doing here? Every once in a while, you get a 10:30 start. But there were a ton of Canes fans that, were tweeting out, oh, can't stay awake. Or at halftime, this one's over, going to bed. How do you go to bed when your team's at halftime of a game and you're undefeated and you're putting together one of the best seasons you've had in a long time? So for anyone who tapped out on that game, shame on you. And I'm putting cases on all you bitches.
Well, the bitches that left at halftime, that planned on staying up and gave up, I have a problem with them. Somebody just flat out said, I can't stay up till 2 a.m. I'm upset about that. I would love to watch them. You can't put the cases on those bitches, Hawk. But the people that decided to watch the game and tapped out at half, that's not a true fan. Because I watched every snap of the game, and I'm an honorary member right now.
But I can't put a case on the bitches who were complaining all day long saying, hey, listen, it starts too late, and so I'm not going to watch the whole thing. Like, what are you doing? Like, when did 10:30 on a Saturday night become late?
When your testosterone lowered and what you have.
Well, go get a shot at Atlantic Men's Clinic. If you tapped out.
If you already know that my body's not prepared for a 1:30, 2 a.m. game, I can't put a case on that bitch. But the people.
I mean, what if they get invited to a wedding? You get invited to a wedding on a Saturday night. And I mean, you're not going to get out of there till 1:30.
You know what? Well, put cases on all them bitches, Hawk. Never mind. I was trying to help them.
I'm putting cases on all them bitches.
I hate that. I've turned off some games with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter down by 28. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go on turn on the 4 o'clock game. I'm good. Halftime? You've lost hope in your team at halftime? The other team Shame just did this to you in two quarters. You don't believe you can do something to them in two quarters? That's the business I want to put cases on.
That's why they scheduled the Louisville game for noon. All the bitches.
Y'all got an old crew at UM, huh?
You imagine someone tuning in going, oh, AM radio, they're probably talking about the hurricane and evacuation routes.
We're putting cases on bitches.
All right, we got to take a real quick break. We'll come back. I do want to talk some Dolphins and Canes. And then before you know it, 6 o'clock, you'll have the red, white, and pink game on this radio station. Right after that, you'll have Monday Night Football on this radio station.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
So Lana's going to be heading over to the Kaseya Center. Red, white, and pink tonight. I was just looking on Twitter. I saw Will Manso tweet out that the speaking of basketball, I didn't even mention this. Shams Charania has replaced Adrian Wojnarowski as ESPN's NBA insider. So that became official today. Anyway, I was looking at Will Manso's Twitter during the break, and he's out at the Kaseya Center. And, you know, they have that new scoreboard and everything. Will tweets out, the new scoreboard and look at the Kaseya Center is pretty incredible. I think fans will be impressed. Much needed and huge difference. The color pattern in seating and sound system as well. Huge upgrades. Very well done. So you'll be able to check that out. And then tomorrow, my guess is the Panthers game tomorrow goes off without any problem. I think out of an abundance of caution tonight, they, you know, it was an extra event with the rings tonight that they were going to do at the arena. So I think they said, hey, people want to prepare and get, you know, stuff done. And that's just kind of a bonus event. So they canceled that tonight. My guess, Crowder, is that this goes off the Panthers game tomorrow without a problem, unless the storm, you know, jogs just a touch south. And maybe speeds up and then looks like maybe, you know, Sunrise would be getting some residual earlier than thought. But my thinking right now is that the Panthers game goes off tomorrow without a problem.
I hope you're right. And I'll be there. But we're going to get wet. No matter what, we're going to get very wet over the next 3 days.
That is correct. Anyway, tonight, red, white, and pink game, you'll hear it on the radio station here, and then you'll get Monday Night Football on the radio station here. So we've got the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour coming up. By the way, if you were planning on attending our Whiskey Stars and Cigars event, if you had an invite to that for Wednesday night, that has been postponed. We will keep you posted on the new date. Just want everyone to stay safe during the storm, which is getting worse by the minute. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.